This is the worst lunch I ever had.
Your only job is to cook. Do you not realize I have had diarrhea since Easter's?
Okay. Maybe I am not meant for these duties. Cooking duty. Dead guy duty. Maybe it's time for me to get a better duty.
Well, hello and welcome to the AirRaid.net podcast. This is episode 6, and hopefully a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden, and boy, oh boy, am I feeling like crap today. We had a family reunion, the McEachran family reunion, last night at the beautiful Lake Bosworth, and we really know how to tie one on, that family. So forgive me for sounding like crap. We have a great show planned for you today. Good friend Adam Garcia is here. We're gonna talk mainly about tech today. A lot of technology stuff today.
Yes.
Right?
More tech.
Welcome, Adam. Thanks for coming down, man.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
Of course. Yeah. So like I said, we got a great show kind of planned for you today. It's actually not planned at all. I told you this before we started the show that
absolutely
that yeah
it's I was advanced operation.
Right.
I'm on.
Yeah,
I'm on.
I am
with that.
I mean, episode 6. You know, I'm a pro at this now because I just am. I'm really good at it. So I didn't,
6 episodes, folks.
Right. I don't need to. I don't need to write shit down anymore. I mean, I got it taken care of here.
Right up.
So, but anyway, yeah. So we're going to be talking about like technology issues. We're going to be talking a little bit about Apple's recent problems they've had. Adam's very knowledgeable on that arena.
I pretend very well. I fleece this guy, and now I'm getting free beer out of it.
Yeah,
and you
free
too
beer.
Yeah. Could do the same.
I don't know. You know, you're putting me on the spot here. I'm on the clock.
That's right. That's one thing I did want to mention. You can email me at aaron@air-raid.net. If you have any show ideas or you have something cool that you're doing in your life, maybe own a very cool company or something that you think I might be interested in, why don't you shoot me an email and we'll try to get you on the show. Of course, if your company sucks and you're not funny and you're not interesting, it probably won't happen for us. But you know what? We got about, 4 listeners now? So
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Including
you, Adam.
No, 5. Right. I haven't yet listened to it. So when I start, you can tick that one up.
Okay.
25% increase one day.
Awesome.
Look at that. Man, skyrocketing growth.
Things are looking up here.
Yeah.
Things are looking
absolutely
up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's jump right into it here. So, first. I did want to mention something that has been bothering me lately.
The reason you're going to slap away every day.
I know. I have a, I guess quizzical is not the right word for it.
Not the proper gravitas for what you're about to drop on me.
I am very hungover.
Say it.
I'm very hungover, so I'm searching for words here. So I did want to mention to everybody out there, and let's try to get the word out on this, but people with the baby on board little placards on their car, okay? Now, first of all, you know, you're in a car. People don't give a shit, a rat's ass, if you've got a baby in your car.
Sure, okay? Absolutely. You know, I, for one,
they
don't.
Still don't want to die.
Yeah.
They're not going to, you know, people don't, you know, crash into you on purpose.
Right.
It's all happenstance, right? But having this placard on your car does not give you, the person with this placard, the right to drive like a total douchebag.
Yet you say this, yet this is perfectly a logical, rational thing to address. Why is this not the reality? Why is it more often than not, whenever you see that, you're like, oh, I better just either back off or get the hell out of here? Because they're about to change lanes without signaling. right in front of me or do something equally dumb that endangers all our lives, including the babies.
Right, right. Well, so I brought this up because just the other day I was driving home from work because I missed my bus in the morning, so I had to drive. And I'm on 520 coming back towards Seattle, and there's this guy with a baby on board placard on his back window, and literally, I mean, he cut me off. Like, I've never been cut off like this before in my life. I had to slam on my brakes because this guy was just inches away from my front bumper.
Jeez.
And, you know, in Washington, you know, the person who
rear ends, you know,
somebody else,
that's it.
It's always their fault.
Automatically.
Right. So.
Unless they're a cop, by
unless
the way.
They're, yeah, yeah.
Which is true.
Really?
Yep. A cop can rear end you and it's your fault.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That works out great for the police.
For the popo.
Oh, just, God, that shit drives me nuts. And also, people, can we please, please try to bring back the courtesy wave?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hold on. I'm a number one offender for that one.
Are you?
Yeah, but I will leave that signal on for about a good, you know, 10, 15 seconds. And as soon as it's abundantly clear that I'm getting over, I get over.
Right.
But
right.
If I have to jump over, which I never do, you know, I mean, I will full on be like, okay, I'll just leave the blinker on and wait till I can go. And then I go when someone lets me in. That's great.
Okay. But, but someone, you don't wave? You don't say, hey, thanks?
No, because that's – no. No.
Why?
No. Okay.
Why not?
I think if I'm under duress, right? Okay, I'm under duress. I got to get over right now, immediately, right? I'm freaking out. I throw in the signal, then I cut somebody off. I'll wave, you know? But I try to drive in such a way that I limit the number of times that happens. And in fact – I'm proud to say I've never had to do that. But on the other hand, I'm late, you know, 9 times out of 10 driving somewhere because I have to get over. And due to this monk-like, you know, rule set that I live by, I'll end up driving way past where I need to turn around because I can't make a right or whatever. Oh, you know how it is. But when people do it, I'm very gratified. I'm like, oh, I feel much better.
I would hope so.
That you just screwed me. But that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Great. See, I have had this idea in my mind for quite some time about actually making like a bumper sticker. Because I do it religiously. Like I will always wave to people. Because I think I'm pretty good about, you know, leaving. If I see that there's somebody that needs to get in, it's always quicker just to let them in.
Absolutely.
Because that's the reason that we have all these traffic backups.
That's right.
Is because nobody's letting anybody in.
Yeah.
They always want to be right ahead of somebody else.
Absolutely.
So, you know, especially with merging traffic. Merging traffic, it should act like a zipper.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
The teeth come together.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a great sign. You should talk to the state Department of Transportation.
Merging should be like
should
a
be
zipper.
Like a zipper.
Yeah.
And then there's
a
good example, you know, car left, car right, you know.
Right, right. I should run for office.
Be
really,
like
is what
a zipper.
Saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Zipper on the highway. Vote for me.
You heard it here first, people, on Zippers the Air Raid podcast. Zippers on the highway, and Aaron, your beloved host of the show, is going to run for office. Sometime in the future.
Sure. State controller.
Yeah, right. Oh, that should be a new duty.
Traffic controller.
Right. I'll just stand out there on the highway.
24/7. Like,
where's your wave? But yeah, so I wanted to make these bumper stickers that say, hey, where's my courtesy wave? Or bring back the courtesy wave.
Yeah.
You know?
Do it. Do it,
you
man.
Know? I'm thinking about it still.
Yeah.
It's been about a year. I'm still thinking.
Oh, well, shit or get off the pot.
It's a big idea. That's a big idea. It's going to take a lot of time. Okay, well, let's get started here with our first story here, our first headline.
That's a pretty segue, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah.
Zippers on the highway.
Nice and neat.
I've got something new to talk about. Begin now.
I told you, I'm a fucking pro here.
Yeah, six episodes, folks. Sixth.
That's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, let's get started. Let me find the sound drop. There it is. All right. First headline of the day.
Oh, my God. Hold on. That was pretty intense.
Current affair.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. Okay. I was dying. I was like, was that America's Most Wanted? Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack?
No. Oh, that would have been. That's a good one. Yeah. Maybe I should look for that one.
Yeah. That one was really good.
You know, every time that show used to come on, we used to watch it a lot as kids. I'm sure a lot of you
absolutely
out there did, too. But the Unsolved Mysteries for some, oh man, that song used to freak me out as a kid.
I don't even want to recall it because I know it would frighten the inner child.
Right, it'll give you nightmares.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, I remember once we were over in Enumclaw at my grandparents' house, and we were watching this one Unsolved Mysteries, and it was about a murderer that they, you know, couldn't catch or you know, something like that. And God.
Wait, you said Enumclaw? Are you sure it wasn't a random horse rapist?
This was before anybody found out about that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, this was probably about 20 years ago.
Okay.
So, I just remember having nightmares from that show sometimes. Yeah. Great show, though.
It was.
I would like to see it again.
It was awesome.
They should have, like, a box set.
They should. I would buy it.
I think I would, too.
And by buy it, I mean BitTorrent.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. I would rent it. I would.
Would you?
Yeah. Netflix. If it was on Netflix... I wouldn't hesitate to watch now. Just
right.
Click, watch now, grab a bottle of booze, and get freaked the F out for, you know.
You think it would still freak you out?
17 seasons? How long did that show run?
Oh, God, it was forever.
Yeah.
It was a long time.
That guy was like Methuselah. Started in 1980. I don't think it ended until 92 or 96 or something like that. And he was like 84 when it started.
He wasn't that old.
I was, you know, when you're six... Anyone over 30 is automatically 150 years old. So,
how old are you now?
30.
You're 30.
30 years
old.
Hey,
welcome to the club.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, when did you turn?
When did you go zombie?
Yeah,
I turned in April, which is fair. You know, that's fair verbiage say turned, I guess. But I don't know. I just take great umbrage with it. I guess I'm a cranky, salty old beast now.
Yeah, me too. Mine was in June. And to celebrate my 30th birthday, we tried to have a party up at Lake Bosworth, but nobody came. And so that was my first experience of being all of a sudden 30.
A family of single parents with baby on board stickers.
Right.
And you were like, get the hell out of here. Every last one of you. Don't ever come to one of my shindigs again.
That's right. I was super pissed the whole time.
I know.
But no, so the second thing we did as a 30-year-old is we rented Logan's Run.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Classic. Yeah. If you haven't seen Logan's Run, you got to check that movie out. That is a classic. It's about a new civilization after some post-apocalyptic, you know, new world.
Yep.
They live in a bubble.
Yep. It's managed by a computer.
And it's managed by a computer.
Speaking of technology.
Yes.
I mean, it's centrally controlled. You know?
It's managed by Apple.
Yeah, yeah.
By Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs is immortalized.
Actually, long since dead, but his head, his brain is cryogenically frozen or whatever.
Futurama style, I think. They kept him in a jar.
Right.
It's creepy because it was, you know, there was no Apple at the time in the 70s when they made the movie.
Right.
But this old guy was all creepy and gaunt and had glasses and smirked a lot. It was weird, you know? Because you watch it now.
You're talking about the guy that they find?
No, I was just making a, you know.
Oh, you were just
random, you know,
lying.
Freeform and lying, yes.
Lying.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Let's call it what it is.
Okay. Well, they haven't seen it. Maybe they haven't seen it. Come on. Roll with it.
So, on your 30th birthday, you basically get killed in an arena.
Yeah. But they tell you. You're going to be reborn.
Right.
And what do they
That's
call
the whole
it?
Thing. Like, I'm trying to, or it's called Carousel.
Carousel.
Come to Carousel. And they stand in a big circle with masks
chant
on.
And
they chant. And then, like, the people that are being.
They walk into this glowing beam and float up and.
And then they explode in these really terrible little tiny explosions.
Yeah. 70s style. So it's
so
like.
70s style, yeah.
It's totally. Just ridiculously funny.
It's an awesome movie, so check that out. I was thinking while we were watching that movie, though, that they should remake that movie.
Oh, it's right.
It's a fucking great premise.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. Especially now, you know.
Right.
Because they could do the effects better.
And
the story will probably get worse knowing.
Well, yeah, knowing Hollywood.
Hollywood, yeah.
Right. But it would be funny to see if the cuz in Logan's Run, the original Logan's Run, there's like this big crystal, like these big crystals.
Oh, they're like embedded in their hand, right?
And they're embedded in their hands. And then, when it turns black, then it's their time to like go.
Real nice. I just got to throw that as a side, like, way to pick black as the enemy. Come on, guys. I mean, jeez, does black always have to be the bad dude?
I'm sorry,
or the reason?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
I know.
Come on.
Adam, if you didn't get the listeners out there, if you didn't get it already, Adam's a brown.
I am a brown person. Yeah, that's what I...
He's a brown.
Yeah.
A brownie.
Yeah, a nondescript brown type. It's true. Awkward silence inserted here. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I you know what? This is what I always forget to do is grab the little sound bite of crickets. And that would have been perfect.
Assign a hotkey to that.
I know. So just press C.
Bink.
Yep. And it goes. Okay. So let's. Okay. Speaking of you know, highly influential tech companies.
Another great
that control your life in all ways. Apple.
Sure.
So let's get to this. This is. Okay. We're going to have to do the sound drop again because we waited way too long. Okay, there it is.
Here comes. Ready?
No. No, you couldn't hear
it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's there, though.
Okay.
Okay. So Apple. Apple has kind of run into a couple problems recently.
A couple? Yeah. Wow.
Maybe like three big ones.
Absolutely. Showstoppers. Some companies would be. I think were they a lesser company? They wouldn't survive this.
They would not survive it.
They wouldn't survive this. They have enough cash.
I totally agree with that.
They have enough innovation that they can just be like, mm-hmm. look at what we can do, blah, blah, blah. We care about you. Here's some free cases.
Right.
Like it costs us anything.
Right, right. So let's go down the list here. So the first one that came up.
The Death Grip?
No, not the Death Grip.
Okay.
This was the iTunes kerfuffle. Did you hear about the iTunes kerfuffle?
Mm-mm.
So there's a some people over in Vietnam that had hacked into iTunes and were hacking into
their billing service?
Right. People's personal iTunes accounts
and
having them buy these fake Vietnamese ebooks. You know, for 99 cents a pop.
No,
they've been doing
this
for about 3 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. And nobody noticed because, you know, it's 99 cents here and there.
Sure.
You know, that they're taking.
And they've amassed like...
Oh, millions.
Awesome.
Millions. Millions of dollars. And somebody finally caught them.
Yeah.
I don't think they actually caught the people.
Oh.
But they finally, you know, they figured out that somebody was doing this.
So what, they were selling a product that, you know...
That didn't exist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's number one. Okay. That's number one.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Somebody hacks into iTunes and stealing money from all sorts of people.
Sure.
Number two is the bars.
Oh, yeah, the signal strength.
The signal strength. Sure, sure. And we talked on this over the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
When I invited you to come on the show.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain that a little bit? Because I was totally wrong on how I thought that whole
thing worked. Okay, well, as far as I understood it, right? So they coded the signal strength to represent in such a way...
Uh-huh.
That was not entirely accurate. In that,
it was more of a graphical representation rather than actually having.
You see
the
it
bars
in terms of bars, which is you know pretty much the standard. You know,
right.
You'd see four bars, but in reality, it should be closer to two.
Mm-hmm.
But they just kind of fudged the numbers a little bit, you know, just in favor of it looking like it has better reception than it really did.
Right.
Which.
Right.
Honestly, you can't really fault them because what are they going to put? Like the standard for radio transmission is decibels, right? So you go like in a strength meter, like negative 20 decibels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if mm-hmm. you switch to that, which was more accurate, what people are going to be like, you know, there might be this transition. People would be confused, but then they might, you know, they might adopt it. Apple has the power to do that. They do that kind of stuff all the time, actually. Like when they dropped support for OS 9. And they're right. Like, no longer support that. OS X, it's the new, let's do this. New way of thinking.
Yeah.
Think different. You know, it's their whole whatever.
Yeah.
They could have done it. They didn't do it. They stuck with the bars. Yeah. You know, they could have done it with like apples. You know,
yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Four apples. I'm getting four apples here, bro. Your phone gets bars.
Right.
Who cares
right.
about bars? Can't do anything with I can eat an apple. No, you can't. It's a graphical representation on your phone. It's an apple. I get four of them. You get bars. You're dead to me.
Yeah, totally.
I'm cooler than you.
That's kind of what always happens
whatever.
There, too. But we should preface. Yeah, they fudged it.
They fudged it bad.
And so this is, you know, now they're thinking, well, okay, so the dropped calls is coming from, you know, there actually not being any service.
Yeah,
in
right.
certain spots.
Because yet they'll blame it on AT&T. And AT&T has been taking flack, so they've been the whipping boy, right?
Right, right.
So they're like, it's AT&T. And then now that they have to go back and actually revisit the actual communication. They have to address this issue that it's not quite getting the reception that it should be.
Right, right.
That they're like, mea culpa. Whoops.
It's not as strong as it could be. They've been trying to keep it a secret, too. Yeah. Apple is really, really good about keeping this stuff under wraps. I mean, you hadn't even heard of the iTunes thing.
I hadn't. No, that's true.
And it went away quick,
that's
too.
That's true,
like,
yeah.
You know, it was a big news story there for about a day.
Oh,
and then
okay.
It was gone.
Buried. Absolutely. Because that's gone. What they do. Have you seen what they've done in terms of PR to repair the Apple issue, the antenna issue?
No.
They've released – they're a notoriously secretive R&D company.
Right.
I mean, they won't even acknowledge that they're coming up with a new iPhone, for example.
Yeah, except everybody knows everyone that knows they come out every September.
Sure, sure. Right. There's that. But outside of that, they've produced – there's a whole webpage. You go to apple.com/iPhone reception or some antennas.
Mm-hmm.
They show actual interior photo shots of – which may or may not could just be all PR.
Right.
But I like to think that it actually is. It's like – lab porn, but it's actually this antenna lab where they test the phone for antenna issues, and they said explicitly,
right,
antenna testing only. And you see this, it's a crazy lab. It's all of this foam and geometric shapes and tunnels,
yeah,
and
yeah,
it's crazy, and they're extremely closed to the world. So for to show that entire portion and just share to the world, like, here's how we test it, here's how we do it, is just a complete – this is how big this issue is.
Mm-hmm.
For this company to go like, we won't even tell you if we're working on this too. This is how we build it. This is how we test it. See, we're doing everything that we can. We've spent – and they even say that dollar amounts, you know. Other companies are like, holy shit. We're taking notes right now.
Oh, yeah.
We're totally going to borrow, you know, industrial espionage. They don't even have to. They're like, it's on your webpage. Thanks, Apple.
Yeah.
Now we know
yeah.
how you do it. We yeah, know what totally. Not to do.
Well, you know, it'd be funny if they found out that, like, the people that are working in the lab for Apple don't get to go outside. Like, they just get, like, they have, like, a series of tubes. Like,
oh,
no. Like a mail.
No, that's not
like
true.
Mail tubes?
No, we know that they go outside because that one dude took it to a bar and lost it. We know.
That's true. That's true. Good
maybe,
point.
Maybe
point.
they're just bigger drunks than we are. You know?
Well, they just can't hold their liquor.
There you go. Jeez. Apple, if you're listening, we can hold our booze and test the phone.
Yeah,
I can tell you if it's dropping
calls.
I'll
test the phone for you guys. You guys I'll make awesome phones. It's just I did not want – see, I ended up buying a Motorola Droid, which I actually really, really like. It's got a couple of flaws, you know, especially
– it's
you
not
know,
an Apple.
It's not Apple.
Doesn't have Apple bars instead of single bars.
It doesn't
bars.
Have Apple bars instead of just single bars. I get great reception on it, by the way. But the one thing that I don't like about the Motorola Droid is that everything, you know, the apps, they don't save to the SD card. They save.
Oh, no, that's updated in the new Froyo, which you'll probably get.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but, and that's been a problem. So now that they've made this fix, you know, we'll probably start getting better apps for the Android market then. Oh, okay.
I don't know. I hope that didn't go over all the multitude of listeners out there. But there's the Android is this big push by Google, right? They make this operating system. And it runs on different hardware, you know, unlike Apple. Apple is monocultured almost, really.
Right.
One hardware, one software, you know. That whole deal. Whereas Google makes – anyone can make a phone and they will load their software on it.
Mm-hmm.
And their software, they're slowly updating – or they update and then they roll it out to the manufacturers who roll it out to their respective hardware vendors. Like me, for example, I bought the Nexus One, which was made by Google.
Google, yeah. The first it, hardware
the
that
first
they've
hardware
ever
that they've
ever
done.
Made.
Have you heard this news though? Have you heard this I don't know if it was like a stockholder meeting. Was it Sergey or the other guy, Eric Schmidt?
I have no idea.
One of the Google head guys, major head dude, was like, Nexus was so successful, we're not doing a Nexus 2. I mean, their sales numbers were like maybe in the hundreds of thousands, maybe a million.
Yeah.
Not very high. But it was definitely a case of the reality distortion field that they usually accuse Steve Jobs of.
Right.
This guy suffered from it. But so I have one. And there's this hardware defect which comes into play on some units that when you click on the power button, it just slowly goes out and stops working. So you
really?
Can't turn it off, can't turn it on.
Really?
Yes. I made do because I modded the crap out of the software.
Uh-huh.
I added a different ROM, which is a whole different, you know, someone adds stuff to it.
Right.
Unofficial.
Yeah.
You break your warranty if you do it.
Yeah.
I did it. I'm going to set it in for warranty work. Hopefully they don't notice. I'm counting on like corporate what is that word when they just don't care? Apathy, you know, of the end of the support engineers, you know, be like, hey, this guy completely modded it, but it's a hardware defect, so we fixed it. We'll just send it back to him.
Yeah. I was a big help on trying to figure out what word you were trying to come up with.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just sitting here like, what?
Dude hung over, man.
Oh, God.
It'll get
you. McEachran. McEachran family. Holy crap. Okay, so we've gone. Okay, so the iTunes issue.
Mm-hmm.
They had the iTunes issue. They had the
signal.
The signal bars.
Signal thing.
That they've now, I think, taken care of.
For the most part, I mean,
it should just be a software update, right?
No, well, I don't think so, honestly. I mean, just from based on my understanding of how it works.
Well, it's not hardware; it's just a graphical representation of how many.
Well, there's that, and there's the grip of death, right?
Well, that's the third. That is the third one. So let's get on to this: the grip of death. So now with the iPhone 4, the original iPhones have had this issue too, right?
Yeah, well, every smartphone has it. Right. I mean, because Steve Jobs even demonstrated on RIM BlackBerry devices.
Right, right.
But it wasn't nearly as pronounced, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas with the iPhone 4, it's like you hold it a certain way and it zero reception. It will drop you.
Well, you're covering up like the antenna with your hand.
Well, it's like you short. There's this little gap that you short. Basically, all there is to it. And you put a piece of Scotch tape, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's an Apple phone. You pay $500 for you to put a piece of Scotch tape or duct tape on it.
Well, I read an article on, I think it was Gizmodo, that this may turn into somewhat of a bigger recall than they're letting on.
I don't think it's going to be a recall. I think it's going to go class action lawsuit, honestly. They will never.
Well, Congress is already getting involved.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a congressman, I can't remember who it is. See, this is how prepared we are at airraid.net.
Yeah, totally. Well, you got Google there. Google it up.
No, I don't feel like it. Get off my back, shit. You're a guest. Come on. So there's a congressman, and he's, you know, started to send letters.
Yeah. I wish I knew which congressman it was.
Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares.
Well, come on.
Have your shit together, Aaron. Get your shit together.
If it was just some asshole from, Cupertino that I don't care about.
This is what I told you earlier, is that I did not have time to prepare for this stuff because I was drinking whiskey with my grandparents. Okay?
Well, okay. Jeez.
You're just going to have to deal with it. You're probably going to be on this show again anyway. So, you know, we'll do a...
Not if you're this unprepared. Come on. I'm going to go out and buy my Baby on Board sticker today.
Don't even joke about that.
Dude, totally. This is just as an aside for me to the listeners. Aaron's totally not even listening right now because he's Googling stuff. But I'm going to, like, gorilla style attach one of those or at least bumper sticker him up. He won't even know it, and then he's going to be driving around, and he'll be that guy waving at people as he's cutting them off. Oh, and they're like, baby on board! You're dead to me!
Well, if you could see around my computer here, I'm not even Googling it. I don't even care.
No, but you totally did lean in, like you're all clickety-clackety. Look, I'm doing this, going to focus in. Going to politely respect the Adams aside.
Yeah. I'm just making you think... Yeah, that I did it. So this congressman,
you
John
just shattered
Smith.
That fourth wall, didn't you?
Anyway, so Congress is getting involved in hopefully getting this recall, you know, jump started.
Sure.
Apple, of course, does not want to do it.
Oh,
And they want to keep it a secret. You know, like we were talking about before, they want to keep it as secret as possible. But what I was reading on Gizmodo is that. You know, this is going to be more of an internal thing. It's not going to be some bumper that you put around the phone because you're still going to have that grip problem.
Well, they're given those cases. You hear that?
Exactly. Yeah, they're doing that, but it's not working.
Oh, it's not.
Apparently.
I didn't hear that.
I don't know. I didn't. I mean, you know, it was
like
all kind of
cases. These are like the crappy little, you know, which it should work. I mean, because the problem is if you just it's a tiny little black strip on the lower left side if you're facing the phone, right?
Right.
There's a tiny little strip right there. And if your finger covers
that gap. It's that gap between where on the iPhone 4. So the iPhone 4,
if you bridge
like
that gap,
the antenna goes around the side on the outside.
Yeah.
It's pretty sharp looking.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
I don't even know why they had to do. Well, I'm not an engineer, but I realize they
should have figured that out before.
They put a ceramic back on it instead of plastic or what their usual one, their first one was magnesium or glass. Aluminum. No, it was ceramic. It was similar to glass.
It's still opaque. You can see through it.
Opaque means you can't see through it.
Okay, whatever.
Well, it's like a glass back, basically, is what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
say. So why do they even make it visible? Why don't they just put it like, you know, so it's either embedded in that ceramic or
right
behind it. So it's not even, you know, you can't even touch it.
Right.
And it seems like QA really dropped the ball. I mean, if you're a quality assurance engineer and you're playing with the phone and you're like, hey, I noticed that it drops out, like, I don't know. It's like, was it a bottom-up kind of problem? Did they not catch it at the bottom? Or did the people at the top be like, it's not that big of an issue. Let's just squelch this.
I think that's part of it. And I think, you know, having the, you know, Apple is a very big company now. I think having the issues with, you know, first of all, that problem number two that we were talking about.
Yeah.
With the graphical representation of how many bars you have.
I think that's them acknowledging the hardware issue, though. I mean, right. that is the only reason they address that is because it physically is... You know, it physically drops calls when you hold it
right.
with your left hand in a certain way.
Right, right.
So, I mean, that only became arose out of the other.
But do you think that maybe that could have contributed to people going, oh, well, it's AT&T, you know?
Well, they were hoping,
I think. They didn't know that there was this grip of death, or they didn't even want to acknowledge it.
Right.
Somebody knew that it was happening. Yeah. You know, somebody knows.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, this just goes to – all these things just go to show, and this is kind of the point that I wanted to make, is that I think Apple's a great company. I think they're really good at what they do.
Uh-huh.
However, I do not buy into the fanboyism surrounding Apple about how they're totally infallible.
Oh, okay.
And these three stories that have come out in a matter of months
– right.
just goes to show that they're a they're a computer company.
It's not the first time they've screwed up. You know, like they created the cube, the Apple Cube. Remember back in like 99 or something,
right,
before Jobs was even there.
Yeah, yeah.
They introduced this little cube, which was adorable, but it was way underpowered for way too much money.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, why
you're talking about the tiny little square.
It was just a cube. That's it.
Like this box,
tiny CPU little. It was like a Kleenex box that you plugged your stuff into, and it could barely do what you know a similar. Similarly priced computer could have done.
Yeah.
And that Steve Jobs came back and made the iPod, and now the world's a greater place.
Right, right. Well, that is the one – that is the specific reason that I do not buy into Apple's bullshit.
Right.
Right there. Price.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You nailed it right on the head, man.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're great. They're awesome. Their usability is awesome. But for the dollar, for performance, I will go elsewhere.
Yeah.
But I also know how to.
I can rebuild the computer. Build your own. Yeah.
I'm not. You know. Yeah. I'm not too worried. But I wouldn't recommend my mom to buy one, because she's retired and she's on a fixed income, and I don't want to do that to her. I don't want her to be like, "Mom, buy this," and then later I'm buying it. You know.
Right. Right.
I mean, they're great, but she would call me just as much, honestly. Probably more, because she's been using Windows for so long. But whatever. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
They do good stuff.
Well, they do. I mean, they make a great product. And what I think what really gets people is that they make a very sexy product.
Mm-hmm.
They make a very sexy computer.
Yeah.
And it's easy to kind of get caught up in the looks of things. And, of course, you know, there's differences in opinion. Like me and, you know, TC, we have arguments about this all the time. You know, but
he's a devout Apple guy.
He is a very devout Apple guy.
Yeah.
And, I think it's great if he wants to –
blow his money on.
Yeah, if he wants to blow his money on all that stuff. Like, we got the same, like, they bought the new iMac desktop computer, which is awesome, by the way. That thing is rad.
Yeah.
But this laptop right here has basically the same specs.
Yeah.
Same system specs. Mm-hmm. No, well, not system specs. It's got Windows 7, but, you know.
Hardware-wise.
Hardware in it.
Virtually.
And it was $700.
Yeah. Versus
$1,500.
Oh, my God. Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a big, huge difference. And I think what plays into a lot of it, too, is that it's personal preference.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, Windows versus the OS, mm-hmm. you know, or Leopard or Snow Leopard, whatever they call
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah.
You know. So, yeah, I mean, you know, even Microsoft makes software for Apple.
Yeah,
they make you know the Microsoft Works.
Apple Office. Makes software for Microsoft,
right?
iTunes,
right.
Which every iteration gets bigger and more unwieldy. Every single one comes out. It's like way bigger than the last one.
Right, right. And iTunes is not that easy to work with.
Yeah. As far as like Windows?
Well, no, I'm not basing it off of anything else. I'm just usability. Oh. You know,
that's their whole goal. That's really shocking, Apple. You're listening and shaking in your boots now.
Well, no, they're not shaking their boots. They're saying, no, we're not going to put this show up on iTunes anymore. I hope that doesn't happen. Oh, my Christ.
Yeah.
Boy, ouch. These days, stuff is getting, shit's getting real.
It is.
Especially pertaining to technology. So I think let's take a little break. Let's go to a musical break. I need to go to the bathroom. Adam needs to, you know, do whatever. I don't know what he's going to do.
I'm going to Google which senator did that stuff, and it's going to be funny because I'm going to come back all knowledgeable.
All right.
Revisiting topics we already talked about.
Yeah. Well, basically, we're going to be rehashing the first part the of the show and the show. Second part of the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
more drunken, more angry, even less informed.
Even less, if that's possible. Yeah. Okay, well, I hope you're enjoying the show today. I'm sorry I didn't really have much of anything planned.
But apologize.
We have a big question people. A big question for Adam coming up.
Oh God!
In the second part of the show, that's going to be a total surprise to him, and he's probably going to say no. So we're going to go out with or not go out. Oh, Christ. We're going to go to our first musical break here. We're going to play These Days by Nico.
Yay!
Enjoy, and we'll see you in a second.
Bye.
Talking these days, these days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do, and all the times I had the chance to. Rambling, I don't do too much gambling these days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way, and I wonder if I'd
All right, we're back. Hope you enjoyed that song. I love that song. We were just talking about how, you know, this is possibly like the only song that she was good at singing. Because, man, her voice.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about? My voice is awesome.
These days. Out of key, out of tune, whatever.
Geez. It was bassy and kind of authoritarian. Wasn't she German?
Either German or
East European.
Yeah, Eastern European somewhere.
Something that she could have just been like, you know, get down. Okay, sure. You got it, Nico.
Right.
Don't want to cross you.
That's for damn sure. Yeah, she could. Yeah. She just sounds like she could, like, beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, she does. She,
although I've seen pictures and she was, like, kind of
slight.
Very, very, very skinny.
Yeah, she was, like. Yeah. Very tall. She was a model, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was a model. Yeah. That's how Velvet Underground found her, right? Mm. She was friends with like Andy Warhol.
In the factory, she showed up there like, hi, I want to be in the band. Okay, Nico, sure. Let's just put you on this song. I want that song.
Because everybody was just freaked out by her.
Well,
just scared of her.
Andy Warhol, you know, going to say no to somebody?
I don't think he ever said no to anything.
I don't think he did either.
Yeah.
I went to mainly with drugs. Have you been to his museum out they have in Pittsburgh? You know, because that's where his hometown or whatever.
No,
it is very, I don't know. Yeah, I think you have to be a real big fan of Warhol to really appreciate it.
Right, right.
But it's got so many intimate details of his life that he just hung out with all kinds of people and just did like massive amounts of drugs. His drug of choice was speed, but he would just kind of sit around and let people do their thing. Right, and he would just film them. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and he met some crazy cats that way.
Yeah. Yes. I bet you can.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a studio in New York making tons of money hand over fist, mass producing screen print boxes.
Right.
Psh, why not?
Boxes and Campbell's soup cans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you're still with us. We are here. We are joined by Adam Garcia.
Yes. Hello.
Our resident technophile.
Yes.
Right?
Senior technology exposition. Damn,
correspondent.
There you go. Yeah. You go. Okay.
You're going to be our new tech correspondent.
I will correspond about
for airraid.net. All right. Yeah. Excellent. So that's great.
Okay.
We'll have maybe we'll try to set up like a semi irregular tech segment.
Good.
With Adam.
I am semi irregular. So that's a good fit.
Well, you know, there are prunes for that.
Well, you would think.
Yeah.
But when you're all made mostly of, you know, silicone and beer.
Yeah.
Prunes don't have the same magic.
So you're like Bender in Futurama. That's
sort of.
That's how you run.
Bending unit, yeah. Yeah. Oh, one.
By the way, I've been watching a lot of that lately.
Have you seen the new? I haven't seen the new episodes.
I have seen the new episodes. They're great.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're super good. They're, you know, it's a little bit different. Like, they're trying to pack in, like, joke after joke after joke, which was kind of
Family Guy,
right? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Although they don't do the like the kind of the backstory joke, you know? Where this one time I was fucking a horse,
and they jump flashback.
Yeah, and then they flash back to you know, whoever's having sex with a horse back in 1920 or whatever. No, they don't do that, but it's still a great show. And I ran across this awesome website, FuturamaEpisode.org.
Oh.
They've got every episode on there. They've been putting the new episodes on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really cool. And they have all the movies, too.
Oh, jeez.
Futurama movies on there,
You think
too.
They'd get shut down?
It's got to be run by somebody. Because they've got SouthParkEpisode.org. They've got FuturamaEpisode.org. They've got SimpsonsEpisode.org.
Huh.
You know,
that's just mind blowing to me.
Yeah,
a top level domain, right? .org.
Yeah,
and it's just operating no problem. So
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
it works. It's working. Who knows?
Yeah,
could be shut down. You know, a lot of people listen to this podcast.
Well, did you hear about the FBI? They just had that they shut down like a WordPress blog provider. 73,000 blogs got shut down. And now check this out, and this is great. Very punny by the FBI. It was called Operation In Our Sites.
I'm a joke
but
maker.
Sites was spelled like website, S-I-T-E,
right.
rather than in our gun sites or whatever. So once they shut down this provider, it was 73,000 other infringers. They were like...
Wait, so they shut down WordPress?
Well, no, they shut down this one WordPress provider. He's a host for explicitly WordPress blogs.
Right.
And the bulk of his clients were people who were hosting, films, ninjafilms.net, stuff like that. That's what they were called, but they were just, pirate movies, straight up.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yeah, they got
that makes sense,
though.
Yeah. So, coming back here, I wanted to talk a little bit about E3. That is the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Oh, you almost choked on that one.
Whew.
Bad. Whew. Good thing you got that one right.
Right, and I had to ask Adam what E3 stood for.
I didn't even know, but he teased it out on his own there. Aaron got it all, kicking around in his hangover state.
Yeah.
Good job.
Which is really hard, okay, people? It's really hard to do what I do.
All right? Yes.
As you can probably tell, because, I'm just running a super shit show here.
He brought me on, folks. He brought me on.
And didn't prepare at all for anything. God.
So E3, right?
Pro.
What's the big news there? I don't even know.
The big news at E3 was Microsoft's Xbox Kinect.
Right.
Xbox Kinect.
Sure.
And you have... seen a little bit about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Back when it was Project Natal.
Project Natal.
Oh.
Is it Natal or Natal?
I thought it was Natal.
Yeah. I thought it was just kind of a weird name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so this thing plugs into the new Xbox, right? Mm-hmm. It's got motion sensors on it and some cameras.
Yeah.
Looks like kind of like this, I don't know, kind of like an eyeball thing that you know, a strip of eyeballs.
Like the PlayStation Eye? Remember when they came out with that thing?
Right, yeah, that you'd set it on top of your TV.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. Same thing?
It looks like the same thing, except it's bigger and it's got like a stand.
Yeah.
So, and you put it, you know, below your TV or whatever.
Okay.
So how this thing works is that they've got a series of games that are coming out for Xbox that use this Kinect, video capture system. One thing that I saw on it was a woman interacting with a small boy who was on, you know, a computer-generated boy.
Was this sponsored by the Catholic Church?
It was.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Okay. She told him, take your pants off, and he was complied. A little hesitant yeah, and then first. He was like,
you're going to burn in hell if you don't do it.
Right, and then he took him right off.
Oh, okay.
So, no, but... So it was a little creepy watching this because the interaction between the woman and the boy, and it's probably, you know, they probably really souped it up
for
their exposition on this, you know, so it probably doesn't run exactly like that, of course. But the graphics were amazing. This boy is sitting on this swing in kind of this open, like, kind of prairie field with a big house in the background and stuff, and this woman, you know, walks up to the TV. He recognizes her.
Wow.
By video capture. Recognizes her voice.
He knew her previously.
What's that?
So there was some kind of recognition, as in he knew her.
Right.
From the past. Like,
right.
Hello again.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Weird.
You know, and says her name. And and then she starts talking to this boy who, you know, eventually gets off the swing, and they're kind of talking there and stuff. And let's see. Where did it go from there? She asked, oh, did you do your homework? And he looks down to the ground and kind of kicks the dirt a little
bit. Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't finish, you know.
Oh.
Stuff like that, you know, and it was super weird. Super uh-huh. weird. And then he takes this woman over to this pond. You know, he walks over to this small fishing pond. They're going to go fishing.
Hmm.
And so this is the really crazy, cool part about the Kinect is that so the computer scene, you know, comes up on this little dock
uh-huh.
and your character, you know, you're looking, it's all first person view, right? Okay. So, and then it kind of, the camera goes over the dock like you're looking over the dock, right? And you can see your reflection in the water.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Isn't that crazy?
That is a little creepy.
And then she's like swishing her hands above the...
And that messes up the water?
And it messes up the water.
Oh.
So she's moving her hands in front of the camera like,
yeah.
you know, like this.
That's...
Now, of course, you can't see this, people who are listening, but she's moving her hands around in front of the camera, and it's swishing the water around. It's following your hand movements. And of course, all the while, her reflection is printed onto... the water.
Yeah, right. And it's affected by the
and it's affected by the ripples.
The movement of the water.
And
wow.
It's just crazy.
That is kind of insane.
And so there's, you know, they're gonna have skateboarding games for this thing
yeah.
where you actually stand on like a skateboard and do your little moves and stuff.
Awesome. It'll
so
be
they're
just
taking
as...
they're taking the Wii one step further.
Yeah.
And you know, it looks pretty cool. And you can even, you know, I've seen things where you can actually like scan images.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the bottom of a skateboard, for example, you can scan the image of
the
bottom of your skateboard
and
then make that on your, yeah,
awesome.
Your skateboard.
Customization then.
Right.
Incredible levels of customization.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So
that's
I think,
a good idea.
Yeah, it's, and you know, with, and I don't know where this is all going to go, the whole 3D experience, you know, they got the new 3D TVs. This is one thing that I've been really interested in. Mairead and I, we went to Best Buy. Over in Northgate here in Seattle, just to check out one of these 3D TVs.
They're
for sale.
Oh my God.
See, you're way out of the loop, man.
Where
you're supposed to be the fucking tech guy. Come on.
3D TVs. Seriously. What?
Are you serious? You don't,
you're shitting
me. Are you playing
consumer level? The consumer level?
Consumer level, yeah.
Wow. Oh, last I heard about it was Nintendo's DS, the new DS.
Yeah,
right?
The new DS. The
they're going 3D, and that little sucker is going to be under $200, mm-hmm. which is the magic money point. Which,
and
given
inflation, you don't even have to wear glasses on it.
No, you don't. You just pop it open, bam, and it just works 3D.
Which I don't get. I don't understand how
I don't
that
know.
Works.
Based on how I've been reading about it. Okay, so just a quick rudimentary introduction to how 3D works is like.
Right.
So it
well, it's in stereo.
Parallax. Right. Parallax, actually.
Yes.
And based on how much your muscles move to move your eyeballs inward, mm-hmm. it your brain produces a three-dimensional image, you know.
Okay.
So if you're staring at a 2D screen, your eyes never have to cross over to your nose, towards
right.
your nose.
Right, right.
To see, you know, anything. They don't at all. But with this new 3D imagery, it tricks the brain to make your eyeballs move. And once they move, then you can see 3D. It's like okay. magic. It's like okay. a switch almost.
But, so that's kind of like stereo. That's kind of like seeing it in stereo, right?
Almost, except that with stereo, you know, like this old stereoscopes back in the day,
yeah.
it was they would have to isolate each eyeball from the other eyeball.
Oh, okay.
They don't have
okay.
to do that.
Right.
Because they can
right.
build the interference patterns that create the illusion of
right, and they build
3D.
That into
the display technology.
The display on the TV, and yeah. then they also build it into the glasses that you actually end up having to wear.
Well, except for the DS, which is you don't need it.
And that's weird, man. Yeah. Like you'd think that like the you know because all the companies have a 3D TV coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Samsung, Sony, what are the other ones?
All the big players.
Yeah,
sure.
Panasonic.
Whomever they may be.
Right. So they've all got these 3D TVs coming out.
Yeah.
We went and checked one out at Best Buy.
How'd it
just
look?
Just to see it, you know.
Did you get
And it looked pretty cool. Yeah. It was like looking into a box with a bunch of stuff happening inside of it.
Like looking at a TV.
Right. Yeah, but it was, you know, it was three-dimensional. There were things yeah. moving inside this box.
Well, have you seen a 3D movie lately?
Yes. Yeah, we actually really enjoy them. A lot of people don't.
I don't. It actually kind of hurts. I actually have to take breaks because a sustained 3D viewing at a movie theater for me is right. like an exercise in, I don't know, what is it like?
Keeping your chunks down?
Sort of. I mean, I don't get nauseous, I wouldn't say, but it's definitely yeah. like my brain is working overtime and I feel it and it mm-hmm. hurts. Mm-hmm. And I don't get migraines or headaches easy, but I'm definitely like, this is not what should be happening inside my skull.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did see like Final Destination 3D. And
oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, so you see like the gruesome stuff going
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
might have been the content, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I might give it another shot, but I think I'm.
Well, did you ever see like Avatar in 3D or anything?
No,
like
no.
That?
I saw that 2D. So,
2Ds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2Ds. Not the three of them.
Yeah. Wasn't that impressed with that movie?
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
I only finished it because I was like, well, I've already invested 90 minutes of my time. Might as well sit here for another 90.
Right.
Maybe it'll
right.
get better.
The visuals were
never
great.
Never got better.
Never got better. Storyline sucked, asshole. Mm-hmm. So, okay. That happened a long time ago. Yeah, Dances with
Smurfs. Yeah.
Yeah. That happened a long time ago. Yeah. People are tired of hearing about that. So let's move
but
on.
But now there's the new 3D video games, 3D televisions.
Right, right. And I'm kind of
I'm one who
is excited about this because I'm a big gamer, Adam. You know, you
sure,
know,
absolutely.
I'm a big gamer. Yeah. You also enjoy the vids.
I enjoy the video game technologies.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I think it's great. I'm not going to buy into it yet. I'm going to let it sit for a little while.
Oh, absolutely. Never
I mean,
go
you
first
gotta,
generation.
Yeah, yeah.
Never
you
go
gotta
first
wait
gen.
Until this stuff gets back.
Absolutely.
So what they did, we sat down on this couch in Best Buy, and they had this little, you know, demo area. And they popped in, you know, monsters versus aliens.
Actually, I think I might have done the same thing. Did they make you take your pants off before you went in?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. And
okay.
then you had to blow some guy.
It was weird. Yeah.
You had to pay $50 and then blow a dude.
It was the remote and it was only mouth operated. It was really weird. I was like, this is kind of uncomfortable, but whatever.
It was like that unicycle in South Park.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
you have
exactly.
To stick one end up your butt,
yeah.
and then suck on the other end
yeah.
to get it to go.
And then fist pump a couple other things.
Right, right.
It was, I don't know, but yeah. Okay, so you went to the same thing I did. Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So we sat down, we put on the glasses, and, you know, watched this clips of Monsters versus Aliens. It was pretty impressive. You know, it was nice and clear, you know. It was all 1080i.
wasn't
1080p
headache inducing or anything?
No, not too bad.
There was no at all done.
Not too bad. I mean, we only watched it for a little bit. And you know, when you put those when you put those glasses on and the thing starts, it's a little disoriented.
Yeah, it takes a second to adjust.
Yeah, you really gotta kind of just like gawk at it for a little bit.
Now that feeling that you're talking about right there, mm-hmm. that's how I felt the whole time. I was waiting for it to click over and finally my brain would be like, okay, here it is, 3D.
Right.
Bam.
Right.
Images. Clear. Awesome. Never
Do you wear contacts?
No. My eyes actually are 20/40.
Really?
I can actually see better than 20/20.
Huh.
So.
Wow. So you're like the $1 million man.
Basically, yeah. Little known fact, my eyes are silicone.
I'm kind of surprised that the military hasn't
scooped me up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah. You tend to wash
for sniper
out.
Sniper duty.
You tend to wash out when you're semi irregular, as I pointed out. So that was it kept me from joining up
right.
and being the hunter capturer of Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan because I'm semi irregular.
Like
now the world
what's
knows.
What's his name? Jerry Faulkner, the guy that went over there.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
And they got him. And he's all wandered around.
Oh, man. Did you hear, he needed a kidney transplant also. Like, he was off his dialysis while he
was
over in Pakistan.
Osama or that Jerry guy?
No, Jerry guy.
Okay. Yeah. So does Osama.
Faulkner.
Yeah.
Oh, Osama does too?
Yeah. He's been on dialysis for the last 25 years.
How do we know that?
Well, because we funded him back in 1986 or 87.
That's right. We trained him.
Oh, yeah, actually. So he could fight the jihad against the Russians, and he beat the shit out of them.
Oh, man.
And we did too good a job because now we're not doing so good a job there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Anyways, wow. Afghanistan. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. How do we get there from talking about 3D televisions?
That's a good question. I was talking about my semi-irregularity. Then you brought up that American who got scooped up. That's how. Bringing it all back.
Damn it. Okay. Well,
let's go
E3. E3. Connect.
Best
3D
Buy
is coming out.
What happened? You don't want to buy the TV now?
Well, I'm not going to buy it yet. Like I said, we're going to wait on it.
Sure.
You know, because I think that could only make the gaming experience better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine that. You're sitting there. You're seeing 3D. You're playing like a first-person
shooter
or something
honestly,
like that.
I don't think
so.
Or
like Batman.
No.
Arkham Asylum.
That was great. It was great. Actually, I got my eyes forward for the unfortunately named
sequel.
Xfinity technology. ATI has brought forward. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, so you get these two video cards. It's very similar to SLI. I don't know if you guys know what does it even stand for? I don't even remember what it stands
Linear...
for. Linear. Integration. You get these two video cards. You link them together so you can make an image, you know, like that's back when they couldn't do 1900 by 1200 on a single video card.
Okay.
You had to get the two cards so it could render half the image each.
Right.
You could
split
up the work and then do half as much work, but get it so you get 60 frames per second to get 1900 by 1200. But now you can get this thing called Xfinity, right? Same thing, except you link up multiple cards,
mm-hmm.
different vendors. They don't have to be ATI only. They could be NVIDIA or... Pretty much that's it, because there's no one else.
Xfinity, the Xfinity we're talking about right now is not the same, like, cable.
No, it's not the Comcast.
Comcast
that's why
Xfinity.
I said it's unfortunately
right,
named. Because it's like the new cool Xfinity, Infinity, whatever. So you link up these two cards, or multiple, three or four. It even supports, I think, like, up to four cards. But anyways, so you link up these cards, and if you have multiple monitors,
mm-hmm.
it'll display, like, your peripheral vision. Like, I think that's the next gen. Right
That's verging on virtual reality too.
No, because it's still 2D, right?
Well, it's still okay.
I mean, maybe
okay.
when they get 3D that way, right? But mm-hmm. the beauty of it is, like, as human beings, our field of vision is somewhere on the order of like 220 degrees, right?
Right.
I can see my hands, and they're further back than the sides of my face, right? I mean, if I move my eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
But keeping them stationary, it's about 160 degrees. You know,
mm-hmm.
a little less than from one side and do a flip and do 180. But so this enables that. This enables you to have 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4 monitors if you wanted to.
That is pretty
cool. You can
cool.
even put one behind you. You could set it such that it's, like say you're doing a flight sim.
Right.
You've got a front window, a back window, and 2 side windows.
Right, right.
And then it gives you more immersion.
Right.
Even to the next level. I saw the demo. I was blown away. It seriously is. That's game change. I want to buy it. Yeah. I don't buy technology for games. I wait for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm like, I will save my money and buy it tomorrow.
You have to have
if
it.
The games could support it, which they do. They can.
And they do. Already?
Already.
Even on console? Or we're just talking,
PC
we're just
only.
Talking about
PC only. Yeah.
Okay.
The console might get there only if the PC pushes it, but such is the gaming technologies we know. PC makes it. Console imitates it. But Kinect was the first example, I think, that I can think of.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's going to bring it kind of full circle where you don't even have to have a controller.
Absolutely.
You just have to have you just have to have yourself standing there and making a motion to something. You know,
absolutely.
So they even show, you know, and you guys can go and check this out on the internet. They've got tons of videos demonstrating the capabilities.
Look up Generation X on Kinect. Not Generation X. American History X.
What?
Someone posted a thing on Reddit. I don't know if you've seen it. It was like, Kinect brings you American History X, the video game. There's a screenshot of an Edward Norton curb stomping a guy.
Oh, God.
And then these people are curb stomping in the air. It is both hilarious and frightening at the same time.
And frightening, because you know that that's probably where it's going to go.
On the horizon, absolutely.
I mean, you know, you put a Halo game on on something like Kinect. Yeah. I mean,
teabagging, a whole new level. I'm teabagging you in 3D. Enjoy.
You got your little headset on. You're talking to your friend. Yeah, how do those computer nuts taste? Yeah, totally. So
semi-railer.
Right. So also at E3, a lot of new games coming out.
Yeah.
A lot of new games. And I know that we kind of talked during the break, you've kind of been out of the loop a little bit.
Yeah. There's one game, actually, I'm looking forward to.
What's that?
I don't even know if it was demoed at E3, but are you familiar with Studio Ghibli? Anime producer, Hayao Miyazaki. He made Howl's Moving Castle, Ponyo, Spirited Away.
Spirited Away was amazing.
Great.
Ponyo's on our queue right now.
I haven't seen it either. It looks great. But this guy he has a studio who animates it, right?
Right.
And he's very old school. He's actually anti-technology. Doesn't own a fax machine, doesn't use the internet or whatever. So he's very into and he integrates it into his stories and such. But that studio is working with a video game producer. I want to say Squaresoft or someone huge. Enix, you know, someone really fucking awesome.
Yeah, totally.
And they're making a game using their animation, and they're making a cool RPG. I don't know if they're going to ever port it to America, but I will learn Japanese just so I can play it.
Just
it looks
so
beautiful.
It's
a beautiful looking game.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called.
You know what? Japan is the kings of making like these really crazy artistic games.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one with the wolf in it?
The wolf.
It was like a white dog. You controlled this white dog, and it was all, you know, what's the type of art? You know, the Japanese art with big cliffs and the
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I missed my radar.
I wish I knew.
Did they make it English?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Was it a casual or was it like a hardcore?
Yeah, I think it was more casual.
Oh.
But it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Just absolutely.
Absolutely. You know,
breathtaking.
Yeah. Kings of that.
Yes.
Of that ability to.
Yeah. So what I'm looking forward to is there's a couple on the horizon right now. Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I'm two worlds about it. Looks great. Same engine.
That's the downfall.
That is the,
you know, and we talked about this when Fallout 3 first came out.
Right.
Is that the graphics were not huge game.
Yeah.
Huge game, amazingly immersive because you can do so much in it. But the graphics were not up to par with what they could have been.
Yeah. You know? Well, for me, graphics aren't a driver. The story was great.
The story was amazing.
It was great. It was right there. It was awesome. It was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it was. Definitely blew me away. Expectation wise, wasn't like the greatest thing I've ever played. It was no Mass Effect, I'll say that.
Awesome
game. Yeah. Totally enjoyed it. But
I never got to play that one because I only have a PS3.
Oh, I think they're coming. Well, it's not.
No, Mass Effect. ME2
isn't on PS3.
No.
Console. It's a PS or a computer game.
Yeah.
And I can let you borrow a computer to play it. It is that good, guys. It is that good. Seriously, go play it.
Yeah, right. Mass Effect 2 looked really
good. Even the first one is really
good. Okay. Fallout New Vegas looks great. It's not an add-on, people. It's not an add-on. This is a whole new game, whole new world.
Same engine, though.
Yeah, a couple things have changed.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit better graphics. They've kind of souped up the textures just a little bit. Which is cool because that was sure. one of the big fallbacks of the
Well, last actually, did you ever play the Fallout? Not to derail you, sorry. Fallout 3 with the mods, like.
Oh yeah, yeah. I downloaded all the.
Like the extra add-ons. Music pack. That one.
Oh,
actually...
Oh no, I didn't.
It's PC specific usually.
Oh, okay.
So there's this one you can add on like all this other royalty free music. Mm-hmm. So that way you don't hear the same song every 6-7 rotations.
Right.
And there's another one that does ultra high res textures.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. It looks gorgeous. It looks really, really good. But again, the mechanics are still the same. You still have to repair your, you know, gun after 3 rounds. It's ridiculous.
I actually kind of like that.
I didn't. It was too much. I mean, I like the repair factor. It was just that I couldn't do it more than one clip of a gun.
Right. Well, and then you find your favorite weapon ever.
Which was
and
that
then you
blade,
cannot
right?
find another one that would repair it.
Yeah. Or the blueprints or whatever, if you got that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry. Getting back. Okay.
Okay. So Fallout New Vegas, that's coming out. And that's actually coming out pretty soon. I think it's going to be...
the fall, right?
God, I should have had this all...
No, it's coming out this fall, I think.
Is it fall?
Okay. I want to say September.
Crysis 2.
Oh, I wanted to play the first one. Cool. Try to get it to work. Doesn't work so well on Windows 7 64-bit. I think I might have to go with Steam just so I can get it.
Yeah.
So, because they're the kings of like, well, we'll make it work, you know?
Right, right. Crysis 2 looks amazing.
Yeah.
Have you seen any screenshots
Dude,
or
Crysis
videos?
Crysis 1 with the mods.
Crysis 1 was pretty cool.
I've seen screenshots with the mods that look just like you get photorealistic. It was crazy.
Right, right.
On the first one.
Yeah, well, Crysis 1 I never even got to play. I've only seen screenshots of it and just look awesome. You know, and just hearing from, you know, other gamer friends of mine that just say, you
We're
know,
doing
Crysis
a disservice
was...
to all the listeners right now. Sorry, we haven't played Crysis.
Yeah.
You know, forgive us for we
what
have sinned.
What kind of tech show is this? We are talking about stuff that we don't even know
about.
Yeah,
I haven't played it. I know. Sorry.
But it looks amazing. It you know, from everybody that I've heard, you know, Crysis was one of the best, you know, first-person shooters ever made.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Bar none.
So Crysis 2 is coming out, and that's going to be on all the console platforms. PS3, Xbox, and PC.
Sure.
So that's going to be great. Also, id Software is coming out with...
The big guns, huh?
With Rage.
Oh, that's on a different old engine, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's a brand new one?
I think it's a souped-up Doom 3 engine.
Yeah. That's the one... Oh, no, I was thinking of Prey. Sorry, that one's already out.
Oh, Prey, yeah, Prey
no,
came out.
No, Rage, no, enlighten me on this one.
Okay, so Prey, or... No, Prey. Rage.
Rage, yes.
Rage Rage is kind of, you know, on par with Fallout Fallout slash...
That's how tech-heavy this guy is.
Yeah, that's so nerdy. Like, oh, my God.
He has to throw in a slash whenever possible.
Fallout 3 slash Borderlands.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, you know, scenario.
Is it like co-op multiplayer kind of thing, too?
Yes, they are going to have multiplayer on there.
Post-apocalyptic,
you know, land, sandbox game.
Awesome.
You know, you can go anywhere. Very heavy on actual car mechanics, driving mechanics.
Good.
So, you can get into these races. You know, kind of has a... Twisted Metal feel to it, almost, you know, where there's, you know, heavy machine gunnery connected to your vehicle.
Cool.
And the graphics look so good.
Awesome.
Everything is hand-painted in the whole game.
Cool.
Every texture hand-painted.
Awesome.
So that one I'm super excited for. I think we got another year for that one to come out.
Oh, okay.
And it'll probably, you know, knowing id, it'll probably get pushed back a little bit after that.
Are you sure it's not the same as their last big debacle? What was it like?
Prey was a huge debacle.
No.
The first Prey.
Their big one, what was it, like Katana? It was this one back in the day, like prior to...
Shadow Warrior.
No, that doesn't ring a bell. They spun off Iron Storms from id.
Okay.
And then they came out with this one game that was just the biggest flop ever. It was... Jeez, what was it called? I want to say Katana Blade. It was terrible. It was just panned by everybody. They backed away from him, but they released it. They created it, you know?
Right, right.
It wasn't like Duke Nukem 3 where they promised the world and then,
oh, God.
You know, cock teased for 12 years. Yeah. I don't know if I want to revisit this pain. Fuck. Like, if we talk about that, then we got to mention Half-Life 2, right?
Right.
I played Half-Life 2, haven't finished it yet.
You haven't
finished it? I haven't finished it yet because by the time I got a computer that could play it, about a year and a half, 2 years later, you know, when they had Episode 1.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, awesome, Episode 1, okay. I'm going to get a computer and then, you know, whatever. So then Episode 1 comes out. I start playing it. Episode 2 comes out. I'm like, these guys are on the ball. Yeah. I'm missing out. I better start going for it.
Where's Episode 3?
Exactly.
Fuck.
Personal things happened. I couldn't finish the second one. Yeah. I let it languish, and I'm glad I did because now I'm just playing it just for kitsch factor. Yeah. So I'm playing it. I'm almost done with it. And it's like,
well, that game, too, is like you can go back to certain levels in Half-Life 2 and just be like, man, this is so much fun.
It is. You know? Well, I don't know. It's okay.
What?
It's definitely okay.
Oh, come on. Come on. Half-Life 2 was revolutionary for its time.
It was okay. I like that it doesn't hold your hand. It doesn't beat you over the head with cutscenes.
Right.
You know? Yeah. That's great. It was actually definitely a paradigm shift in storytelling.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a new way to experience video game. But it definitely wasn't, like, the best thing I'd ever played.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you purchase the orange box for the console, I think, I don't know if they were, if orange box was offered for
yeah, it was PC. On Steam. I actually bought it for a friend as a gift, but yeah.
So that included the multiplayer game Team Fortress.
Team Fortress is the bomb!
I never got
Team Fortress 2.
Team Fortress 2, yeah, that's right. That's the one that's included.
Yeah.
Episode 1 and 2,
yeah.
Without the 3,
yeah.
You know, that they promised they have, and it's been what, 5 years?
Jeez, at least four or five years. If not five.
Yeah, that they still haven't come out with. But it also included
Portal which is coming up. Did they demo that?
Portal E3, 2 was demoed at E3, I think.
Tons of video, in-game footage in that one.
Right, right. And it's a little bit more involved, too. Yeah. It looks like there's a bit more storyline that goes along with this one.
Yeah,
I never finished the first Portal.
Oh, you're missing out.
I know.
Honestly?
I know. I keep on hearing about it.
Okay.
And I'm just like, well, shit. Now now I know what happens at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, what's the point?
But no. It's definitely one of those experiences as you're playing it, even if you know that it's going to happen, because when you're playing the game, you know that you're the hero and you're going to win and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, the way that it happens, I mean, this, I think, was yet another, you know, shift. I think they actually moved the storytelling further in terms of interactivity and immersiveness. You know,
right, right.
I mean, because I'm playing the protagonist, and the protagonist doesn't die, right? Right. Or maybe, you know, there's something else going on.
Or maybe it doesn't happen.
Yeah, maybe you're the protagonist that pushes the story forward, but you won't exist in the next one.
Right, right.
Maybe someone else does.
Well, so this next one...
Not in this case, Portal, as everyone knows.
But. Have you read anything on...
Seen the footage. Yeah, I've read some stuff about it. GLaDOS is back, which is awesome because she was a great character.
Yeah. But so it's kind of like, you know, after it's years in the future after this whole, the facility that you were playing in
after
the first
science
one is totally fallen down,
okay,
you know, and everything's kind of, you know, degrading.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the
nature is
taking over. Yeah. Yeah. So how do they, I'm
don't know.
To I see don't... how they reconcile the two.
You know, like... I read an article on it. I have a subscription to a great magazine called Game Informer.
Okay.
Which if you don't, you should look into it because it's an amazing magazine.
Sure.
But they were talking about it and I can't remember anything that I read.
Okay. Yeah. That was a great
anecdote.
I set that up for you, didn't I? That was awesome. So we learned nothing, and we know vague information that may or may not be true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that's a great spot to end the show. So we've been going here, and these shows have just been getting longer and longer. and you know, when we started the show today, being as hungover, and now back to being drunk that I am... I thought maybe this show, since I didn't have anything planned, we were going to last like maybe half an hour.
Oh, really?
But this has turned into a great show.
Yeah, it's grudge match.
We got an hour and 15 minutes under our belt.
Oh, wow.
And I'd just like to extend my thanks for coming.
Yeah, no problem.
Adam Garcia.
Anytime.
And hopefully we're going to get you back on. You know,
sure.
Once you get internet back at your house
yep.
and you start reading up on this stuff again, we want you to come back. We're going to do a semi-regular segment with Adam Garcia.
Cool. I'll bring it.
The tech expert. So we're going to go out today with a little Phoenix, Lissomania.
I love this song.
I know. It's really a great song. It's really good. And it kind of goes along with our, you know, tech theme, you know, because it's kind of electronic a little bit.
Okay.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Sorry once again to everybody who listened that I didn't have anything planned. But you know what? Those make the best shows.
Where's my apology?
Yeah.
Does that include me?
You apparently now you work for me. So we're good.
I do work for Pabst. Seriously, if you guys out there want to hire a drunken brownie, we'll work for Pabst.
Right. Right. So remember, everybody, you can check us out at air-raid.net on the interweb. You can also email me at Aaron, that's two A's, R-O-N, at air-raid.net. Please check us out on our Facebook page and Twitter us.
Yay! Tweet us. Twitter.
At air-raid.net.
Or Facebook.
You can also find us on iTunes.
Do that too.
And hopefully soon on Zune Marketplace.
Awesome.
So check it out. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Cheers.
And have a great week.
Think less but see it grow. Like a ride, like a ride, oh.